We're doing Avat Chesed. We're nearing the end of the first chapter in this second section. We'll dedicate our learning to Sara Chaya Bat Dani HaKohen. This learning was sponsored in her memory. Ve'od nitvarer lahem az ba'oto ma'amad HaKadosh. Rachavei Chaim has been explaining to us a fantastic concept. We, in our prayer, we give thanks to God for giving us, on the one hand, Torah Chaim, a Torah of life, for if not for the Torah, there would be no life on the planet. And we say, Hashem, when you gave us that great revelation at Sinai, O Panecha, we say at the end of prayer, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Sim Shalom, God, please place peace among the Jewish people. And we say, Hashem, Ki ve'o Panecha natata lanu, with your God, with your the light of your countenance, you gave us a Torah of life. And at that revelation at Sinai, you also gave us Ahavat Chesed. The second gift we give thanks for is the love of kindness. And God taught us how we are supposed to pursue this trait of kindness and to love this trait with all our soul. And we give thanks for that. It's not just that I have a mitzvah to help my fellow man, but rather I'm supposed to love helping my fellow man. And it's not just that I love helping my fellow man, but I give thanks for the fact that God gave me that commandment to love helping my fellow man. At that revelation, God allowed them a peek into themselves. At that revelation, they were able to see what was holy about themselves. And they understood that all of existence, the holiness of each person himself, is contingent on God's kindness. We say Hashem gives bread to all flesh. Hashem's kindness is eternal. Hashem's kindness suffuses the earth. If Hashem would deal with us, with din, what we deserve, then we couldn't last. And the Medrash says about the verse in Tehillim Pei Tes, Maskile etana ezrachi chasdei Hashem olam ashira. They said to Eitan, what's the world standing on? He said, chesed. What's it similar to? A throne that has 4 feet. If you take one of them, you could place a rock in its place. So too, the throne of Hashem could not stand, so to speak, without something to support it. What's the support? Chesed. And so Hashem said, you want to know the secret to your existence, to your holiness? You want to know how you'll have an existence in this world and the world to come? That's through the Ahavat Chesed, through your love of kindness. The Chafetz Chaim adds a footnote. He says, we could sweeten the understanding of the Medrash. Why is it called one of 4 feet? And he says, we know that there are three other worlds. There's the Kabbalistic concept. And they could last, these other worlds, with din. But our world, where we're in the physical world, and therefore we sin, that can't exist with din. And therefore, this is part of the honor of Hashem, because Hashem, so to speak, wants us as the his nation in this world. So in order for his throne to be whole, in order for this fourth world to be extant, we need Hashem's kindness to put up with us, even though we're not perfect. We don't live up to our end of the deal. And that's the chesed. So when we speak about chesed, when we speak about loving kindness, we recognize that the world can't exist without chesed, and we recognize that this is a gift Hashem gave us, the recognition that we have to love kindness, not just perform kindness. Clear?